Are you looking to have fullness of joy? Then you need to transition your philosophy of life to match what we see in the words of John the Baptist, where he says, "He must increase, I must decrease." If this is not your worldview, your philosophy of life, then you'll probably never be satisfied. You'll constantly be searching, always twisting and manipulating life to be about you and how you can be at the center of it. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Here's the context of that incredible quote by John the Baptist. Two groups are baptizing in the same area. There's the Jesus group and the John the Baptist group. And there's a dispute that rises up among John's disciples and another Jew over this issue of purification. We don't know exactly what the dispute was over, so we can't say anything for sure. But considering the context, perhaps the argument from the Jew went something like this. Why is everyone going over to Jesus? Is your baptism not as effective as his baptism? And then John the Baptist's disciples come to John the Baptist and they say, "Hey, John, everybody's ditching you and running to Jesus. What are you going to do about it?" So here's the insinuation. "Rabbi, you're losing the popularity race. Everyone is going to Jesus. You better get a more prestigious position. Get flashier clothes. Update your resume. Do something extravagant. The old shtick of camel's hair clothes and grasshopper lunch and roaming around in the desert, it's not working anymore. You need to be seen more. Take on more high-profile tasks. You're fading into the shadows. Don't you remember all the years you've studied and prepared, and now this guy is coming in and getting all the attention?" Well, do you see how this might apply for us today? The church down the road is growing faster than we are. You better do something about it, Pastor. That life group is doing better than ours. What changes do we need to make? She has more people coming to her Bible study. I must be doing something wrong. That person is being promoted, and I am being left behind. And then we might respond to God by saying something like, "But God, we've been faithful, we've been diligent, and we've been bold with your word, even when we knew it would cost us. We've sacrificed, we've gone without the pleasures of the world, we've given our lives to this cause. When do we get to enjoy the success, the benefits, the large crowds, the big budgets, the good life?" Don't you reckon John the Baptist could have said those things? He had been faithful and diligent and bold and sacrificed and gone without, given his life to the cause of Christ. And now it appears that he's fading into obscurity. What does John the Baptist say about it? He says a person cannot receive even one thing unless it's given to him from heaven. Well, what does that mean? It means that John saw his ministry as a gift from God, and that God owned the rights over him and that ministry. And that God could transition John and his ministry any way God saw fit. If that meant seemingly less popularity, seemingly less influence, well then so be it, because God knows what he is doing with John's life, and God knows what he's doing with my life and yours. No wonder that Jesus says about John the Baptist a little bit later, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist." When you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our missionaries in Burma. And also remember the Cherokee Life Word broadcast that's heard in the United States.